The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
You can love whoever you want to love, but you got to love God even more. And because you love him more, he's always on your mind. In Matthew chapter 22, after the Pharisees heard how Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered there. So they decided to have a lawyer step up to Jesus to tempt him. And the lawyer asked Jesus, "What is the greatest law in the commandment? What is the greatest law in the commandment? What is the greatest commandment in the law?" That was the question. What is the greatest commandment that God has ever given us in the law? Jesus replied and said that you shall love the Lord your God. I need you to listen to me, beloved. Jesus said the greatest commandment in God's law, of all that God has ever said, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Let me say that again. It's not enough just to love God in your heart. Say, "Lord, you know my heart. I love you." It's not enough to say, "I love God in my soul." Jesus said, you must love God with all your mind as well. And how can you love God with all your mind if your mind isn't stayed on him? That's what Jesus was telling that lawyer. And now not only did he put the Sadducees to silence, now he's put the Pharisees to silence. Because there's nothing greater than having your mind stayed upon the Lord. Now when a mind is stayed upon the Lord, you have to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord at all times. All times. All times include when you're in the face of a crisis, a challenge, when you're faced with temptation, tests, and trials, you got to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. You got to love God with all your mind. That's what it really means to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Love God with all your mind. When God said, when Jesus said, "Love me, love God with all your mind, not just with all your heart or your soul, but love me with all your mind." What does that really mean? Sometimes we don't like to talk about the mind. But the mind is one of the greatest things that God ever gave man. That's the first thing he made Adam understand when he created Adam and Eve, that you got a mind. You got a will. You have an intellect. You have the choice to obey me or disobey me. And oftentimes we neglect loving God with all of our minds. But what does that mean to love God with all your mind? It means to love God with all your intellect. Hear me now. How do you love God with all your intellect? You love God with your very deepest thoughts. And sometimes we have very deep thoughts. We have private thoughts. But is God in the center of those thoughts? When you love God with all your mind, all your intellect, you love him with the deepest thoughts that your mind can think, then those thoughts become the guardrails of life. And without the guardrails of life, you're going to steer off the path. You're going to run off this road of righteousness. What is that guardrail? WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Do you ever stop to think about what would Jesus do? Give some thought to that. What would Jesus do? This is a guardrail that God has given us. When we love him with all our mind. Paul told the Philippians, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This ought to be one of our motivating factors in life, not only to be like Jesus, but to think like Jesus. And if we're going to think like Jesus, We must keep our minds stayed on him. But to love God with all your minds also means to love God with your imaginations. You'll never be healed if you can't imagine being healed. You'll never see a change in your financial situation if you can't imagine that your bills are being paid on time. That the door is going to be open for a better job. If you can't imagine these things, they will never happen to you. But you can't use your imagination unless your mind is stayed upon the Lord. Glory to God. Paul told the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 3, the 20th verse, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." What was Paul saying? What was Paul saying? Now give God the glory, because he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. Imagine, you can't use your imagination without your mind. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. What is the power that worketh in us? It's not just Holy Ghost power. It is the power of your mind. One of the greatest gifts God ever gave man was the mind, the ability to think, the ability to choose. This is the power that worketh in us along with the Holy Ghost. How many people have the Holy Ghost and they still disobey God? They still disregard God. They still ignore the Holy Ghost within them. But he's given us the power within our minds to imagine ourselves coming out on the other side. Imagine getting past this pandemic. Regardless of how dreadful the news is, how discouraging the news is, how confusing it is, can you imagine coming out of this? You can only do it if your mind is stayed on him. And when you love God with all your mind, you're not just loving God with all your intellect. You're not just loving God with your imagination, but you're doing your very best to love God with all your understanding. What do you mean by that? There's some things that God wants us to understand. There are many promises in the Word of God. There are many promises, precepts, and principles in the Word of God, but God wants us to have understanding. And if you don't understand anything else during these times we're living in, during this very crisis we're in the middle of, during this COVID-19, understand this from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind." Oh, I love that. Paul says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You don't understand that. He's given us the spirit of power. You don't understand that. He's also given us the spirit of a sound mind. You're to understand that. Where is the soundness of our minds? Our minds will never be sound if we don't keep our minds stayed on the one who gives us the ability to have sound minds. And that's the Lord himself. The opposite of a sound mind is an unsound mind. An unsound mind is a mind that doesn't keep God in the center of your thoughts. I don't know about you, but I wake up every morning, soon as my feet touch the floor, "Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for another day." And I stand on the promises in Proverbs that God is increasing my days and multiplying the years of my life. And I thank you, Father God, that with long life, you'll satisfy me and show me your salvation. But I wouldn't have that mindset unless my mind was stayed upon the Lord. You know, some people say, "Well, if it don't mind, it doesn't matter." But because it mind, it does matter for me. You see? My health, that matters. My financial situation, my financial condition, my financial status, all that matters. my relationship with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, all that matters. But it first begins with a sound mind. And then we look at some folk that don't have sound mind. It's obvious that they don't have soundness of mind. And we just want to write them off and say, well, something wrong with them, they're crazy. But James said they were just being unstable. So if that's what a sound mind is, if that's what a sound, stayed mind is, then what's an unstayed mind? The promise in Isaiah is to have your mind stayed on him. So how does an unstayed mind look? An unstayed mind is a double mind. Double mind. That's what James said in James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded man. What is a double-minded man? To be double-minded is to be two-spirited. You have a two-spirited mind. One day you have the spirit of joy, and maybe the next day or maybe later on that day, you have the spirit of sadness, the spirit of mourning. You have a two-spirited mind. You're vacillating. You have two opinions, two purposes, at least two or more. We know folk like that. We know of folk like that. They're spiritual. It's like spiritual bipolarism. They leap and jump for joy one day, and then the next day their heads are hung down. The hearts are heavy. Shoulders are drooped. And that's a double-minded man. Double-minded. You're just vacillating. One day you say, God's called me to do this. Another day you say, well, maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm not sure. So you're vacillating. You're going back and forth between your opinion, between your understanding of your purpose. Whatever God called you to do, when he called you to do it, he never changes his mind about you doing it. You may have changed your mind, but God didn't change his mind. You changed your mind because you're unstable in all your ways. You're double-minded. And had you kept your mind stayed upon the Lord, had you not been moved by circumstances, been moved by what people said, been moved by the very conditions that seems to have come against you, you would still be holding on to that same opinion, that same sense of purpose, because your minds are stayed upon the Lord. James says you're like a wave in the sea that's tossed, driven by the wind, just vacillating, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, based on what you don't see. Because you don't see certain things happening, then you change your mind about those things. You change your opinion about those things. But God says you're just double-minded. And when you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. But beloved, when your mind is stayed on the Lord, your mind is sound. You're at perfect peace in the Lord. You know, speaking of double-mindedness, in the field of mental health, I need y'all to hear me on this one. In the field of mental health, double-mindedness can be, let me say it again, can be a symptom of schizophrenia. What is schizophrenia? Well, some of you probably know folk like that. Maybe you're like that. James called it double-mindedness. But in the science of mental health, they call it schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder that interferes with a person's ability to think clearly. It interferes with a person's ability to manage their emotions. It interferes with a person's decision, with a person's ability, rather, to manage their life. You can't manage your emotions. You can't manage your life good enough to make good decisions. You just can't relate properly to other folk. That's being schizophrenic. James says it's being double-minded. We need to make up our minds. We don't need to be spiritual schizophrenics. We need to understand that we have God's ability and we have God's grace, and God has gifted us with a mind. He's gifted us with a mind, and we need to use our minds to love Him. And to love Him is to keep our minds stayed on Him. Only God can give me the ability to think clearly. With everything that's going on, we're vulnerable to all kinds of thoughts. But only God can give you the ability right now to think clearly. But you won't experience that ability if your mind ain't stayed on Him. Only God can help you manage your emotions. And we know that we're emotional. As human beings, we can get emotional. It isn't a problem because you became emotional. It's a problem when you don't manage your emotions. It isn't a problem if you made a bad decision. It's a problem when you don't manage decision making. And if you made a bad decision, you manage that decision through repentance, to changing your mind. That's what repentance is. It's to think differently. Without our minds being stayed on Him, we wouldn't even repent for nothing. Everything would go. We would accept everything. And then when we get in that state, beloved, then it's difficult to relate to other people properly. And then we want to say they got the problem. The truth is, you got the problem. You're the one that keep changing your mind. And if you keep changing your mind, not only are you going to have difficulty relating to other people properly, you're going to have difficulty relating to God Himself. This is why Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment in the law. You love God with all your heart. You love God with all your soul. And you love Him with all your mind, all your intellect, all your mental faculties. You love God with that. The truth be told, any serious challenge, crisis, can be a temptation, a test, or a trial. Those things are going to reveal your state of mind. You can never hide your state of mind. They will reveal it. They will either reveal that your mind has stayed on the Lord, or they're going to reveal, and I believe I mentioned this last week, they're going to reveal that you have some hidden hurts, and sometimes those hidden hurts are very deep. Or it's going to reveal that your life is just a wagon full of unresolved issues. That's why God allowed the test. That's why I allowed the temptation to come your way. Even though you pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation, He allowed temptation to come your way so that you could see the truth about yourself. And the truth about yourself, you haven't had your mind stayed on the Lord. You've been turning your mind off and on like a light switch when it comes to the Lord. We need to flip the switch and leave it on. And leave our minds stayed upon the Lord. And He promised us, regardless of the crisis, the challenge, or the temptation, He says, not only will I give you peace, I'm going to give you double peace. Glory to God. What I like about a stayed mind, it never gives up. It never gives up. It never gives in. Why would you give in if your mind's on the Lord? There's no defeat in God. There's no surrender in God. There's no overcoming Him, subduing Him. There's none of that. So when your mind is stayed on the Lord, you never give in. Whatever you do, never give in. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody does, never give in. And how could you give in when you have the presence of God in your mind? When you have your mind stayed on Him. Never give in to sickness and disease. Never give in to your financial problems. You know, that's life. That's life. That's living. In this thing called life, rain's going to fall sometime. Strong winds are going to blow sometime. That's just life. But you don't give in. You keep your mind stayed upon Him. You don't give in to the uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty right now with this this pandemic we're faced with. We don't know what's going to happen. Our governor has moved us in phase one. And so we have some of the restrictions that are loose, but it's still pretty much a stay-at-home order. And you might say, when is this thing going to end? I was just speaking to Pastor Ryan. I'm saying to him, this thing is crazy because if too many businesses open right now, more people are going to die. But if the businesses don't open, then the economy is going to die. So we have a choice. Do we want people to die or do we want the economy to die? We don't have the real answer to that, but God does. And we need to keep our minds stayed on Him. Stayed on Him. So I'm not giving in to the uncertainty. God knows I'm not giving in to the isolation. So many people are isolated now, especially single individuals. Just isolated. You got to stay at home. You're not free to go out. Not even free to go out on dates. Hello, somebody. But you can't give in to the isolation because if you do, it's going to lead to loneliness. Loneliness leads to depression. You got to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. This is why the Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing. He told the Philippians that. Be anxious, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made unto God. How can you really pray if your mind is not stayed on Him? How can you really supplicate? Supplicate means to make specific requests of God. How can you supplicate if your mind ain't stayed on Him? How can you be thankful? Offer God thanksgiving. If your mind is not stayed upon Him, how can you really be grateful if your mind is not stayed upon Him? But when your mind is stayed upon Him, you know I don't have to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I can make my requests unto God. And the peace of God, oh my God, there it is. The peace of God that surpasseth all understanding will keep my mind and my heart in Christ Jesus. And that peace of God is perfect peace. Don't give in. Don't give in to those relationship problems. The truth is, those problems were there all along. Whether you have a problem with your spouse, problem with your child. Truth be told, those problems were there all along. But it took these circumstances that we're faced with to reveal the true state of mind of every party of the problem. Your state of mind is revealed. Your spouse's state of mind is revealed. Your child's state of mind is revealed. The person you thought was really your friend, your BFF, even their state of mind is revealed. Now you get to deal with the truth. But the source remained the same. And the source is the Lord God Himself. He is our rock of ages. So in closing, let me remind you what we all need to do. We need to wake up every morning with our mind stayed on the Lord. We need to wake up with our mind stayed on Him. And the promise is if we keep our minds stayed on Him, He will give us perfect peace. I like the way the psalmist David said it. Psalms 29 verse 11. David said, the Lord will give strength to His people. Let me say it again. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. That's the blessing. And today I bless you with peace. I bless you with strength. The Lord will give His people strength. The Lord will give His people peace. Why? Because their minds are stayed upon Him. Let us pray. Father, thank You for blessing us with the gift of mentality, the gift of a mind to think, to make decisions, and to choose You over our circumstances, to choose You over others. Help us to keep our minds stayed upon You. that we might experience perfect peace because we trust in you. You are the Lord. You are our rock of ages. And I just pray, Father God, not only for the healing of physical bodies, but I pray for the healing of minds. God, heal our minds. Heal our hearts and our souls. But God, also heal our minds. Help us to think right. Help us to keep our minds stayed upon you. Help us to wake up each morning with gratitude and thanksgiving that this is another day that the Lord has made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us to humble ourselves before you as he did. And help us to live with you in the center of everything, in the center of every thought, in the center of every decision, in the center of everything we do. I pray that our minds be stayed on you. Thank you, beloved, for tuning in to this worship service. We thank God for every one of you. And once again, I want to thank you for your faithfulness. So many of you have been so faithful. And with the help of God, God has used you to preserve his church and this ministry. And so we give all the glory to God, for God is good all the time. And don't forget to visit our website. Just click on the donate button and you can give your tithes. You can pay your tithes, give you an offerings, or make any kind of donation or any gift of love that you'd like to make to the ministry. You can make it via PayPal or the Cash App. But whatever you do, do something. And if you're not comfortable using PayPal or the Cash App, then mail your tithes and offerings in to the post office address, which is P.O. Box 61355, 61355, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. That address is at the website as well. Well, once again, thank you. Be encouraged. Keep your mind stayed on him. And whatever you do, care for one another. Check in on one another. Check up on one another. Love one another. Remember this: faith, which works by love, walk in love, and have faith in God.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.